Pedipalps and surging during social distancing. Okay, that's I see that here. I'm in Manhattan, they're our friends, right. And I think it's wonderful. And so, tell us some of the things though people need to know, because I have even family members discussing whether they're going to adopt right now or even get a pet. Been on the table for a long time, but now is coming to the forefront, I'll say.
I do too. I would vote for it, of course, because, you know, pets are just such wonderful additions to our family. And, you know, almost 80% of pet owners have said that their pets have improved their quality of life during this whole social distancing. So if not now, then when? You know, this is the best time possible to have a pet. But you can still do a lot of activities and social distance with your dog. But, of course, then we have to worry about some of the parasites and the risks that come along with that. But well worth the risk, I promise you.
So just like children.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So now, with that reality, okay, that means responsibility, and it means responsibility for life. So how does someone take that all into consideration, and then some of the things that can happen to a pet, just like a child, fleas,
right.
Ticks, mosquitoes? What's your suggestion?
Just like with our kids, you know, we do have to take the effort to minimize risk whenever possible, because you can't eliminate it, right? So we want to try to minimize the risk and make some choices that can help prevent our pets from getting sick, because we know when our pets have issues, then we're not as healthy either, right? So basically what we want to do is try to minimize the risk of parasites in particular, so fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes. Those are kind of the big parasites that our pets are going to have more exposure to, because now that we have them and we have the ability to get out and about a little bit more, we're increasing our exposure for both the people and the pet to those parasites.
Aha. Uh-huh. It's sometimes worse for some, yeah. For the pet, and or for when the child's sick, you're sicker.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Well, let's talk about each one of these kinds of things, because what actually is a flea in the sense of, is it the same flea that I know? And is it the same tick I know and the same mosquito? Are these the same items?
Yep.
Okay.
All the same items that can come in our lives can affect our pets as well. So, mm-hmm. You know, just like for ticks in particular, a lot of people are familiar with tick-borne diseases, and the same diseases are carried for dogs. So dogs can get Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever from a tick, just like you and I can. Fleas are mostly going to, you know, cause skin irritation and itching, which is a little bit of a concern for the pet owner, because then you have to, number one, it's really sad when you see them just like constantly scratching, right? But then you're like, wait, is this in my house, right? Nobody wants those kind of things. But they can carry disease as well, and they can cause anemia and tapeworms. The same mosquito that would bite you can bite your dog, but they can carry heartworm disease for dogs. It's not a human concern, but mosquitoes often carry heartworm disease, which can be a fatal disease in dogs if not treated. So, you know, all of these parasites are risks to both of us, but the good news is there's a lot we can do to prevent these diseases. So a few things that we can do to make these issues a non-issue.
Okay. What would something like that be?
Yeah. So the big things to do are to try to, you know, balance your risk and exposure. So if you are going to go out on hiking and to the dog park and out in the woods, that your pet is on a monthly preventative product. They should be on that regardless, but especially if they're out and about. And you're going to also want to make sure, just like you would wear protective clothing to protect yourself from ticks, when you get home, your dog is going to just have their fur, right? So they probably don't have those protective clothing. So you can try to make sure that they didn't bring any hitchhikers home with them. So do a really thorough check over, just like you and I would for ticks. And then you can also make some changes to your backyard. So if your pet is not an outdoorsy kind of a dog, but still goes outside, even if they're, you know, a teacup poodle that lives in an apartment in downtown Manhattan, they have to go outside to go to the bathroom, right? And there are mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. everywhere. So the monthly preventative products will help, but if you have a yard, keeping your grass cut short, brush piles eliminated so fleas and ticks can't hang out there. If you have garbage cans, make sure they have tight-fitting lids so we're not inviting like raccoons and squirrels that might carry fleas and ticks with them. We're not inviting them into the yard. All of those things can kind of help eliminate or reduce those risks to our pets and to us.
Do you have a suggestion for like a monthly, what a pet you could give your pet of
Absolutely. So, there's lots of products out there, and honestly, your veterinarian is going to be the best person to talk to because I'm a big believer in customizing pet care. There's not one product that works for everybody, but certainly some of the monthly products that are out there are like NexGard, which is an oral chew that will help with fleas and ticks, HeartGuard, which is another like little tasty chew that helps them prevent any intestinal parasites and heartworm disease. So I just stick those two together and give them to my dog once a month, and she's thrilled. She thinks it's a great day, but I'm thrilled because she's not going to be bringing anything to my house or to my kids.
Well, I don't know if it's so, but I'm a lucky one with a little backyard here in Manhattan. And overall, mosquitoes are really a challenge this year. I think we've had some rain, and it seems articles are stating that mosquitoes are all over the place. I'm scratching right now.
right. Just talking about it makes me itchy, for sure. Yeah, mosquitoes are definitely on the rise, and they can carry a lot of different diseases for a lot of different pets and people, and dogs were mostly, and in cats, worried about heartworm disease. So the mosquito can actually carry a larva that they basically inject into the pet when they bite them. And that larva can grow up and actually create worms that live in the heart, which is really creepy and terrifying, right? So it can be treated, but the bottom line is that is a 100% preventable disease. We cannot prevent mosquitoes, but we can prevent the disease by doing one of those monthly preventatives.
And I keep asking, I'll be honest with you, how come I can't take the same pill?
Medication? I've been tempted myself, when we're going out hiking, but I don't know why they haven't figured that out yet.
I don't really either. Why isn't there something that a human being can take for dealing with this concerns, to keep a pig from bothering you or a mosquito? I don't know. I haven't gotten the answer yet, but I keep asking.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you about contaminated soil also, because I think in that I don't have a pet. I'm sorry. My lifestyle, I know, it's terrible. But when I go past the, where there's lots of animals hanging out and so on, I say, is that a safe place for the dog to be walked, in the dog area, dog park, is the Museum of Natural History? I mean, 50, 100 dogs, contaminated soil. What is contaminated soil? How does that happen?
What happens is when an animal does have a parasite, in particular roundworms and hookworms, when they have that parasite and then they go to the bathroom, their waste actually contains the larva or the eggs, sometimes the actual worms, from those parasites. And then if it's left there, those worms are like, where do we go? What do we do? And they bury into the soil. And so that soil is now contaminated. So if another dog or even a person comes in contact with that soil, so the big reason we're worried about that is people walking barefoot in soil that's been contaminated, there can be transfer there. It's really rare, so I don't want to like totally freak everybody out. It's very rare, but it can happen. So obviously it's better to just keep them on a preventative that will prevent them from having those worms in the first place so that we don't have to worry about that contaminated soil issue. Because you mentioned, just like kids, right? Sometimes the benefit of going to daycare or the benefit of going to the dog park is better than the risk, right? You're willing to take some of the risk so that they can get some of their energy out and run around, right? And for us all to be outside. So definitely worth the risk if we're taking those preventative measures.
Fantastic. Where are you located? You have
lots of
great energy.
St. Louis, Missouri area.
It must be the hops. Okay. Yeah. Caitlin, thank you very much.
No comment.
I appreciate the time.
Thank you
so much.
All
right, you take care. All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.